It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Back in September 1993, President Bill Clinton addressed a joint session of Congress. He told lawmakers he expected them to pass a national health insurance plan. Lawmakers didn't.
In September 2009, President Barack Obama plans to address a joint session of Congress. He's expected to press for his own health care changes, which have also encountered fierce resistance. In a moment, we'll hear what lawmakers are thinking. We begin with NPR's Scott Horsley, who's traveling with the president.
Labor Day was cloudy in Cincinnati, and Mr. Obama acknowledged the summer of 2009 is ending on a sour note. The economy's still struggling. People continue to lose jobs. And so far, the nation's political leaders have not offered much reason for hope.
It's been the usual bickering in Washington. Doesn't seem like that ever stops. Pundits on TV, they're saying how, well, this isn't working and that's not working. You know, you start getting into a funk.
The president's own approval ratings have suffered as well. So, for inspiration yesterday, Mr. Obama dug back to a familiar story from his presidential campaign. It happened when he was still a little-known long shot, speaking to a tiny crowd in rural South Carolina. When a local leader there started chanting, fired up and ready to go, Mr. Obama recalled, at first he didn't know what to think.
But here's the thing, Ohio. After about a minute or two, I'm starting to feel kind of fired up. I'm starting to feel like I'm ready to go.
Fired up, ready to go became a mantra, of course, for the Obama juggernaut, eventually chanted by tens of thousands of people at noisy outdoor rallies. In retelling the story yesterday, Mr. Obama hoped to rekindle fading support for changes in the nation's health care system.
Your voice will get health care passed. Your voice will make sure that the American worker is protected. You can build America. I need your help. Thank you, Cincinnati. Are you fired up? Ready to go?
For supporters like Tony Suarez of Cincinnati, the return of campaign-style Obama was just what the doctor ordered.
He's finally started saying that for health care, this is it. He's finally had it with waiting on the other guys to come up with something. Just come up with something, or let's just go ahead and do it our way. Let's do it. I thought that was great.
Mr. Obama will try to keep the pressure on Congress with his televised address tomorrow night. Yesterday, he offered little in the way of a sneak preview, but he did reiterate his support for a public insurance option as one way to keep private insurers honest.
They should be free to make a profit, but they also have to be fair. They also have to be accountable. That's what we're talking about, security and stability for folks who have health insurance, help for those who don't.
Some conservatives say they won't vote for an overhaul plan that includes a public option. Some liberals say they won't vote for a plan without it. Last week, AFL-CIO leader Richard Trumka warned the union would punish any politician who doesn't insist on a public insurance option. At the picnic yesterday, Trumka said that was not a threat aimed at Mr. Obama.
We're going to help him stand strong. Stand up to the myths and the lies that have been perpetuated by the insurance company who have a vested interest in keeping this system exactly the way it is, because they win and we lose if the system stays the same.
Mr. Obama himself could use a win at a time when even an innocuous address to school children has become a target for right-wing critics. Yesterday, the White House released a text of today's back-to-school message in which Mr. Obama urges young people to work hard and not give up. That lesson could pay off for the president in the health care battle. The story of America isn't about people who quit when things got tough, Mr. Obama will tell students. It's about people who kept going, who tried harder. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.